Tundu Lissu, an opposition politician in Tanzania who was shot 16 times in 2017 but survived, returned from exile in Belgium, hoping to run for president. Mr. Lissu has also been arrested several times for such things as insulting John Magufuli, the incumbent. Elections are scheduled for October. Israel fired on gunmen from Hezbollah, the Lebanese armed Islamist movement. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, said they were trying to infiltrate our territory. Iran fired missiles at a replica aircraft carrier in the Strait of Hormuz. The exercise was seen as a warning to America. Days earlier, Iran accused an American fighter jet of coming too close to an Iranian passenger plane in Syrian airspace. Five young women were sentenced to 2 years in prison by an Egyptian court for posting indecent videos on TikTok. They had let their fans see them dancing and telling jokes. The authorities are cracking down on popular social media influencers who they say fail to uphold Egypt's conservative values. In Bolivia, the electoral court postponed the country's presidential election for a second time. It had been rescheduled to take place in early September, but because of COVID-19, the date was pushed back to October 18th. The left-wing opposition rallied its supporters to protest against the delay. It has accused Jani Añez, the centre-right interim president, of using the pandemic to cling to power.
Coronavirus briefs.
Vietnam recorded its first infection since April. It has still reported no deaths. North Korea admitted that the virus was in the country. It locked down the border city of Kaesong and accused a defector who swam back across the border from South Korea of bringing the disease. Australia had its worst day for deaths and new cases since the start of the pandemic. Jair Bolsonaro, Brazil's president, said he had recovered from COVID-19 after a fourth test came up negative. Robert O'Brien, Donald Trump's national security advisor, tested positive for the virus, the most senior member of the administration to do so. Mr. Trump, in effect, cancelled the bit of the Republican convention that was to be held in Jacksonville because of Florida's surging infections.